This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
8 p.m. tonight. The Scott Jennings Show will make its debut on 97.1 FM Talk. We had a great conversation with Jennings right around 3:18 this afternoon. You can always use the rewind button and go back and listen to that. We have coming up here a little bit after 5 o'clock, John Ziegler, my friend from the West Coast. He is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism, never, ever, ever shy about his opinion. So John's coming up after 5 o'clock. Cusimano a little later this hour. Right now, Congressman Bob Onder, who's just back from a big trip, joins us on 97.1 FM Talk. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be back.
Or afternoon, although your clock might be a little bit messed up because you were just in Rome, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was. I'm definitely jet lagged.
What was that trip about? Was that an official trip or was it vacation?
Yeah, it was an official trip. It was the International Catholic Legislators Association. It was a trip led by French Hill, one of our congressmen, our financial services chair. Some of my colleagues were on that as well. And it was a really interesting opportunity to meet legislators from all over the world, every continent. And you really do realize that in many ways the future of the church is in the developing world, whether it be Africa or Asia, Latin America. They face a lot of the same problems we have, cultural decline and wokeness, especially an attempt by international agencies, NGOs, EU, trying to push things like extra genders and abortion rights down the throat of these very traditional societies that value children and value marriage and family. So great opportunity. We also, one of our guest speakers was Jay Bhattacharya, who who was, of course, a COVID critic, a critic of the lockdown response to COVID. And he really highlighted how, as bad as it was in the United States, it was devastating to a lot of developing countries. Yeah. In Angola, for instance, there were 11 million school children at the beginning of COVID. 4 million never returned to school after the shutdowns.
Wow. That really, there's a lot of undercovered and uncovered stories from that period in this country. I mean, the devastation to our own kids.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
is, in my mind, still undercovered by the legacy media, which is why I always recommend David Zweig's book, which is called An Abundance of Caution. But, what you just said there is really staggering, and you don't hear anything about that because, there's so much else going on in the news cycle. You don't have resources for reporters to go over there and say, hey, look at what COVID did to this particular country. So that really is tragic.
Yeah, and it really was devastating our country. The decline in mental health, but even the decline in the life expectancy because of increased use of alcohol, opiates, delayed diagnosis of cancer in our country. But in the developing world, people literally starved to death because of the COVID lockdown response, something that was utterly insane. It made no sense at all. Jay Bhattacharya was the one who highlighted that in California, very early, January, February, March of 2020, for every one case of COVID, there were 50 people who had antibodies, if you looked at the blood bank supply. So already COVID was everywhere. The lockdowns, the masks, it made no sense whatsoever.
I've highlighted this a couple of times just because I think it's funny, but the Democrat Socialists had a conference in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, Bob. I'm guessing you were not on the invite list for that, but one of the requirements that they had outside...
I wasn't, but they occasionally show up to my office Cottleville.
I bet they do. But one of the requirements outside of like the $225 ticket fee was a current COVID test. I swear to God, in August of 2025, they wanted to see a current COVID test. That speaks volumes for the Democrat Socialists, doesn't it?
That's really pretty wild. That's pretty wild. If you look for antibodies, like every single man, woman, child on the whole planet would have those. But, it's funny. It was a number of years ago. I think it was in late 21, maybe early 22. I took a allergy immunology board certification exam, and they said, well, to take the exam, you've got to be vaccinated. And I said, does that mean one shot, two shots, three, four, five, or six?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I was actually vaccinated in January of 2021 when it was still Donald Trump's vaccine. It didn't keep me from getting sick, but no, it was a worthless vaccine. But
yeah, anyway. Me neither. All right. Since you left, a couple of things have happened that have been interesting. Well, first of all, let me get your thoughts on Andrew Bailey heading to D.C. to be co-deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah, well, heaven knows he is. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Yes.
Because he certainly is qualified for the job. I mean, he served as a deputy attorney general, county prosecutor. I think he was an attorney for the Department of Corrections at one point. He certainly is very, very well qualified. But in Missouri, traditionally, attorney general can be a stepping stone to governor or U.S. or the U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. And so, and at the same time, though, I can see the excitement and the desire to serve in the Trump administration. So I wish him well. I think he'll do a great job. We'll miss him in Missouri.
Yeah, it doesn't discount the possibility if he does, come back and runs for a different race. But it surprised me as well. I didn't see that happening. I haven't spoken with Andrew since this happened. He's been pretty busy. We're hoping to get him on the show here in the next couple of days. You've been going to D.C. for a number of years, but now as a member of Congress, what would you say about the effort to call in the National Guard to keep D.C. safe, Bob?
Well, I think it's overdue. I think it's overdue. I mean, it's very difficult to understand just how bad the crime situation is in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the single most dangerous, as judged by the murder rate, capital in the world. Bogota, Colombia, or Mexico City, Mexico, where they have drug cartels, they have murder rates of about 15 or 10 per 100,000 people. Washington, D.C. is double that. It's 27. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The two, the two embassy staffers who were murdered, the congressional intern who was shot to death, the DOGE employee who was mercilessly beaten by a mob. And I will tell you, property crime is incredibly high. The Onder family has actually been a victim of four property crimes in 2 years in Washington, D.C. And in the CVS in Navy Yard, which is a pretty nice neighborhood, the CVS Navy Yard locks away toothpaste and toothbrushes.
Oh, great.
That's how bad shoplifting.
Wow.
shopping is. One of my staffers told me that on Friday and Saturday night, you can almost set your clock by it. As soon as the sun goes down, there will be gangs going into the CVS, stealing new stuff and clearing out the shelves. I mean, it's just utter lawlessness. And the idea that a country with as many resources as the United States of America would have such an embarrassment of a capital is just pathetic. So I commend President Trump for doing something about it.
So as I'm watching Fox this morning along these lines, there, and this happens, and we know it's happened in St. Louis, but there was a slate up there that said top five most dangerous places in the U.S. This is from U.S. News and World Report. Memphis, Tennessee, Oakland, California, and here we are, St. Louis, Missouri, along with Baltimore and Detroit. So once again, in one of the most dangerous places in the U.S. D.C. may have a higher murder rate, but we're nipping, you know, right behind them, especially per capita, unfortunately. And some of the same things exist with lack of police. And, you know, we need officers. They need officers. You can't get it soon enough. But unfortunately,
it's a failure of our political class, Mark. I mean, when you have mayors and prosecutors, remember, not too long ago, we had Kim Gardner. Gabe Gore, of course, is much better than Gardner was. But, you know, the legislature with Governor Keogh's leadership decided to take back control of the St. Louis Police Department. And I think that will be good for morale. The police union did support that. I think it will be good for morale. We'll get recruitment back up again. But at the end of the day, when the criminals know that the political class are pro-crime and don't intend to enforce the law, they run over the city.
Yeah.
And it is jet lag. I'm not speaking too clearly.
I can empathize. But, you know, believe me.
And what we're seeing in these Democrat cities is the opposite of what we saw with Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik when they were running New York City. You know, they called it broken windows policing. By enforcing the little stuff, if you will, by enforcing the property crimes, by shutting down the squeegee men who would, you know, kind of who would clean your window for free and then key your car if you didn't pay them, by cracking down on the small stuff, by police officers having interactions with the civilian population, paradoxically, you made the murder rate and the armed robbery rate and the carjacking rate and the violent crime rate go down. We're seeing the opposite, where criminals know they can get away with doing almost anything. Probably the single biggest thing you can do to reduce crime on Metro is to actually enforce the fees that are supposed to be paid by riders. So, it's long past time that the state take control of the police department.
Well, and the other commonality between D.C. and St. Louis and probably Chicago and some of these other cities is we're finding out, even in the aftermath of this move by Trump, is that the crime stats are cooked. The books are cooked, and you don't get a good, fair representation of how bad some of these things are. Congressman Bob Audert, get some sleep, rest up. When do you head back to D.C.? You're back in the district now, aren't you?
I am back, yes. So I believe Labor Day is this
next
coming
week.
Monday
right.
is next week, and I go back on Tuesday.
All right, good. Thanks, Bob, for hooking up with
us.
Mark. I know you're tired. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Right,
get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.